AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland tells ABC's This Week why he traveled to El Salvador to advocate for Kilmar Abrego Garcia. That's the Maryland man deported to El Salvador against a court order. The White House claims he's a member of the MS-13 gang.
My mission and my purpose is to make sure that we uphold the rule of law, because if we take it away from him, we do jeopardize it for everybody else.
The White House has maintained he will not return to the U.S. Meanwhile, the Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to roll back its ruling that prohibits deportations under the Alien Enemies Act for a group in Texas. Christians around the world celebrating Easter. Pope Francis delivered a brief greeting to the thousands in St. Peter's Square. He did not celebrate the Mass as he recovers from double pneumonia. The White House said there was progress in talks between the U.S. and Iran over the Iran nuclear program in Rome. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A nonprofit is working to help the farmers who lost federal grant money. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The Honor Farmer Contracts Act would order the United States Department of Agriculture to resume paying farmers from previously signed agreements. The Michael Fields Agriculture Institute is one of more than 350 organizations that have signed on to a letter of support to Congress. Ryan Martin, the executive director, says federal cuts have impacted both their network and their organization.
There's also a lot of legal and operational chaos. So we're sort of stuck navigating these legal gray zones around signed contracts. My part-time job right now, unfortunately, has been canceling contracts and laying off contractors, and we've had to lay off several staff.
The act would require the USDA to unfreeze all signed agreements and contracts, make past due payments quickly, and prohibit the agency from canceling contracts unless there is a breach of contract. The sudden cuts blindsided farmers across the country. Hundreds of farmers in the upper Midwest region participate in USDA-funded programs that pay farmers for serving their communities. Clint Bland, owner of Bland Family Farm and Farms of Illinois.
This funding has far more impacts than just paying one farmer. All this food was going out throughout the communities that we were serving to disadvantaged folks who needs food. And then it was also helping the business, and everything was just kind of flowing around. It kept the money right here and helped out the community.
Bland says the uncertainty has forced him to make operational changes, such as staff cuts and modifications to planting strategies to mitigate potential losses. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers lose to the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. 30,000 fans at AmFam Field last night. The game over in just 1 hour and 59 minutes. The Crew losing to the A's 3-1. The Brewers could just not get it going against the A's. Luis Severino, who was signed to a 3-year deal worth $67 million, a franchise record. Pat Murphy after the loss.
William hit a ball right to the fence. Churio smoked the ball to right field. Terang hit two balls hard. Mitchell had a great night. A couple hard contacts. Yeah, the guy's a veteran. They paid him, I don't know how much they paid him this year. A lot of money.
With a record deal on.
That's why they did, because he's good.
NBA, the Bucks look to game two Tuesday night after losing game one yesterday. 117-98 to the Pacers.
We're not going to beat them scoring 98 points. We're not going to beat them when we have 15 assists and 10 turnovers. We're just not. We got to get back to our spacing, trusting, playing downhill, moving the ball. And I think we'll be better.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. On our Easter Sunday, look for some showers in the afternoon with highs reaching the upper 50s. Gusty east winds will develop. For tonight, rain, even some thunderstorms around, and some of that rain will be locally heavy. Breezy as lows drop to the lower 40s. Right now, it's 43.
Your Republican Senator Howard Markline wants to unconstitutionally raise your utility bills after President Trump promised Wisconsin ratepayers he would cut energy bills in half. Trump's DOJ has already weighed in on ROFR legislation in other states and called out the significant harm it would cause consumers if passed. Call Senator Howard Markline at 608-266-0703 and tell him to stand with President Trump and the Constitution by voting no on ROFR. Paid for by the Electricity Transmission Competition Coalition.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation. I hope you join us.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
The music of the stars. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Wausau. WRWXCO. Wausau joins us all the way till high noon. AM 1230. 98.9. We're here talking about the movie. The movie. Irving Berlin's Easter Parade. And all the great songs. And some of the in-jokes in there. There's a joke. Hardly intended. We're here till high noon Central and all over the world at civicmedia.us. Mr. Perry Como.
Time, the bells on the hill are ringing, ringing once again. There's a smile on the face of this weary world that seems to say amen. It's Easter time, the bonnets are gaily nodding, nodding to and fro, while the folks walk to church as they did so long ago. And there's a basket on the dining room table with fancy Easter eggs for all. And there's a lily in all its glory, waiting in the hall. It's Easter time, the dawn of the year is shining in the hearts of men, with the joys and the hopes that have risen once again.
Mm-hmm.
Easter eggs for all.
And there's a lily in all its glory, waiting in the hall. It's Easter time, the dawn of the year is shining in the hearts of men. With the joys and the hopes that have risen once again.
It's Easter time.
It's Easter time. Again.
Who am I? What's my name? Where I'm from, how I came, doesn't matter, dear. Long as I'm
heard.
I'm just a fella with an umbrella, looking for a girl who saved her love for a rainy day. I'm just a fella. Fella with an umbrella, glad to see the skies of blue have turned into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, and that's what I long to see. Maybe the break in the weather will prove to be a break for me. So I'll be the fella. The fella with an umbrella. If you'll be the girl who saved her love for a rainy day.
Morning, everybody.
For every fella, each fella with an umbrella, there's a girl who saved her love for a rainy day. For every fella, each fella with an umbrella, there's a time when skies of blue must turn into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, that's what they were meant to do. Maybe the break in the weather will turn into a break for you. Each fella with an umbrella, there's a time when skies of blue must turn into skies of gray.
Funny story about that, and you got to hear this. Billy Mills in the orchestra.
Billy Mills.
Now you've seen the scene.
And a fella with an umbrella.
So MGM Studios, they had tarpaulins on four city blocks on the back lots at the studio, and then they ran piping under that tarpaulin, and that would give them the shower for a fellow with an umbrella. Well, Judy was wearing a red skirt and his little black Scottish hat with a red. So at the end of the number, all she had to do was kind of turn around and do a sort of a lovely look at Peter Lawford. And all of a sudden, everybody started yelling, "Cut!" Well, she goes, "What have I done?" Well, it was raining, of course, artificially, but still, the dye on that red feather ran all over her face and down the back of her jacket. Looked like it was blood everywhere. So they had to reset, set everything up again, get more rain. And they couldn't figure what to do with this bloody feather. So they rubbed Vaseline on it. Now look at that scene when you see the picture later. But they only... one day. Music from Easter Parade.
Superstition way down south. Everybody believes that trouble won't stay if you shake it away. When they hold a revival way down south, everybody with care and trouble that day to shake it away. Shaking the blues away, unhappy news away. If you were blue, it's easy to shake off your cares and troubles. Telling the blues to go, they may refuse to go, but as a rule, they'll go if you'll shake them away. Do like the voodoos do, listening to a voodoo melody. They shake their bodies so, to and fro. Every shake, a lucky break, proving that there's a way to chase your cares away. If you would lose your weary blues, shake them away. Shake them away.
Easter Parade. Here's Judy.
It only happens when I dance with you. That trip to heaven till the dance is through. With no one else, seem quite so near. Why does it happen, dear?
danced with dozens of others the whole night through. But the thrill that comes with spring, when anything could happen,
Judy always considered that her personal song.
Tell me I was in love with you.
Music from Easter Parade. Irving Berlin wrote everything. Music of the Star.
If I seem to scintillate, it's I've got a date with a package of the good things that come with love. You don't have to ask me, I won't waste your time. But if you should ask me why I feel sublime, I'm stepping out with my baby. Can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up to. If I seem to scintillate, it's because I've got a date with a package of the good things that come with love. You don't have to ask me, I won't waste your time, But if you should ask me why I feel sublime, I'm stepping out with my baby. Can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight. Stepping out with my honey, can't be bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny, and I keep on knocking wood. They'll be smooth sailing, cause I'm trimming my sails, with a bright shine on my shoes and on my nails. Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be, the big day may be tonight.
Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight. Stepping out with my honey, can't be bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny, and I keep on knocking wood. There'll be smooth sailing, cause I'm trimming my sails, with a bright shine on my shoes and on my nails. Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be, the big day may be tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the work into that move? Try to find out how much time they spent on it. I can't. Irving Berlin worked very closely with the writers. Oh, I wanted to tell you that It Only Happens When I Dance With You. There's a story behind that. And Judy Garland were posing for publicity. This was in the beginning, when they were putting together the strings for the final production. Well, she said the photographer said, "Stand like you're dancing." So she goes, "Well, maybe this will inspire one of the new songs." Irving said, "Yeah, maybe, maybe." So they finished the shoot, and Irving slipped a little piece of paper into Judy's hand. He said, "Don't show this to anybody. Not yet." And when she looked at it, there were the words, "It Only Happens When I Dance With You." Judy said, "I've always considered that my very own beloved melody." Music of the Star, music from Easter Parade, Irving Berlin. Nobody better. Fred Astaire, Judy Garland, Ann Miller, Peter Lawford, and more. With Mel Torme. Oh yeah, he's in it as a part of the vocal group.
Playing on his slide trombone in a certain monotone. He was known as Mr. Monotony. Any pleasant interlude that would mean a change of mood didn't go with Mr. Monotony. Sometimes he would change the key, but the same dull melody would emerge from Mr. Monotony. Folks for miles would run away. Only one monogamy, monotony today.
The director was calling a carpet because, well, it's the morning after. It's a scene. Judy is, according to the story, sleepless. She's in love with Fred, and, well, she said, "I don't want to wear any makeup for once." And the director said, "That's right." You know, any leading lady who was supposed to have been up all night, you're supposed to look like, well, somebody who's been up all night. They said, "I want to take you off the picture. They're going to fire him." But. Well, they finally figured it. Oh, by the way, Fred didn't like working with Ginger Rogers when she had those feathery dresses that her mother always secured for her. Same thing with Judy. This is during that vaudeville performance. She had a gown with feathers all over it. Same thing happened. Flying feathers in Fred's face. Shaking the Blues Away number almost got cut. It was considered racy. Then there's that final scene. You'll hear about it in just a moment. Sung by the chorus, Judy, Fred, and a shot of the Easter Parade. Well, what happened was St. Patrick's Cathedral there, it's not really there, it's a matte painting. That was shot. You remember the Couple of Swells number? With that battered top hat, dirty face, couple of teeth blacked out, and this great big coat, oversized. That was from the studio wardrobe department, first worn by Wallace Beery. And that was the worst Fred Astaire ever looked, too. Mr. Monotony was pulled out. It was deleted. Some people thought it's because the costume is too revealing. The movie is set in 1912, you know. Actually, it wasn't any more or less high cut than Ann Miller's. Nobody knows why the picture cut that song. But you see it in That's Entertainment. For some reason it missed it out of Easter Parade. Here's the Couple of Swells number.
We stop at the best hotels, but we prefer the country far away from the city smells. We're a couple of sports, the pride of the tennis courts. In June, July, and August, we look cute when we're dressed in shorts.
We don't know how to get there, no siree,
no siree.
We would drive up the avenue, but we haven't got the price. We would skate up the avenue, but there isn't any ice. We would ride on a bicycle, but we haven't got a bike. So we'll walk up the avenue, yes, we'll walk up the avenue, and to walk up the avenue's what we like.
would swim up the avenue, but we haven't any lake. So we'll walk up the avenue, yes, we'll walk up the avenue, yes, a walk up the avenue's what we'll take.
No one, I think, receives more intense reaction from an audience and brings emotions to such a high pitch as Judy Garland when she performs. She is one of a kind, and she opens tomorrow night at the Garden State Arts Center in Holmdel, New Jersey. And I suggest if you want to see somebody who walks out and takes an audience in the palm of their hand from the moment she walks on stage, it is this young lady, Miss Judy Garland. Tell you, I didn't get that kind of reaction when I was born. Yeah. I remember Dad did go, yaha, yaha.
I imagine the doctor did.
Yeah, right in the mouth he got me. He held me the wrong way. Aww. Hey, I thank you for coming tonight. You know, you've never done this show before.
I know.
And because usually when you're in New York, you're busy and you've got a concert date or something.
Yes.
And I thank you for coming here tonight.
You're welcome.
And you look wonderful. That is wild.
Thank you.
What do you think of this outfit?
Well, I think it's beige.
Yeah?
Good.
What do you think?
No, I think it's kind of underplayed.
You mean it's underplayed?
But no, you know, it's very charming, it really is.
Well, men, you see, always wear dark suits, and you gals can wear things like this, and the mini skirts, or the always have the same old jazz, and I figured just for the fun of it.
Why did you wear a beaded Nehru suit or a jacket?
A beaded Nehru? I've worn the Nehru, but beads and I just
I mean,
don't.
No.
I don't get along.
You.
Beads don't make it for
Why?
Me. Why? On the street.
I imagine.
Yes. Hey, where's home? I talk about Avalon tonight. They're going to be mad already about Avalon. Doc said he lives in New Jersey, but where's Holmdel, New Jersey? Garden Arts Center.
It's near.
It's on exit 117? Parkway.
Well, you heard. But
are you? You're a great ventriloquist.
Right out of eyes, another blooms in its stead. A new love waits to open its eyes. After the old love is dead.
That sounds all right in a careless rhyme, but there's seldom a second time. Better luck next time, that could never be, because there ain't gonna be no next time for me. No, siree, made up my mind to make another start. I've made my mind up, but I can't make up my heart. I'd like a new lucky day. That would be nice, but this comes just once in a lifetime. not twice. So don't say better luck next time. That can never be.
Now, the film Cabaret, in this country anyway, this established you very much as a person in your own right, as opposed to Judy Garland's daughter. Do you think it was important in that way?
Yes, but see, I never mind. I'm very proud of my mom, you know. And being people, it sounds so ominous when somebody says, people used to call you Judy Garland's daughter. It sounds like the son of Dracula. What are they talking about? My mother was a genius. The only thing that ever gets me upset or annoyed or even uptight is when I'm put in the position of defending her, because I feel she needs no defense.
Sure.
You know, she
but does that
gave
happen?
So much to the world.
Yes. No.
Saw you look quite so pretty before. Never saw you dress quite so handsome. What's more, I could hardly wait to keep our days this lovely Easter morning. And my heart beat fast as I came through the door. Bye.
put your Easter bonnet and of the guy I'm taking to the Easter parade.
On the avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the road of gravure.
Music at the Star.
In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade.
From the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to roll back its ruling that prohibits it from deporting a group of people suspected of being undocumented immigrants using the Alien Enemies Act, an 18th century law. Meanwhile, the fight over Kilmar Abrego Garcia continues, the Maryland man deported to a prison in El Salvador against a court order. The Trump administration says he's a member of the MS-13 gang. One reason they cite his tattoos. Border czar Tom Homan says,
"You can't ignore a tattoo. That's one more factor that leads you to believe maybe he's a gang member. It's just not based on tattoos. It's based on a lot of other things, but tattoos one of many. But no one's removed just because of a tattoo."
The Trump administration has said he will not return to the U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance met briefly with Pope Francis at the Vatican on Easter Sunday. The Pope did not preside over the Mass, but did deliver a brief Easter greeting. This is ABC News.